has some questions.
Yes, first question is from Dhananjaya Prabhu. On the one hand, we hear that to receive Krishna consciousness, you need lauliyam, strong desire right. for that. Lauliyam.
Lauliyam. You need, right? Saying that's required.
Strong desire for that. For Krishna consciousness.
Yes.
And on the other hand, it is said that we are lucky because Krishna is a thief and he can enter your heart no matter what. Yeah. Please tell us how can the Lord charm us regardless of our desire?
How the Lord can charm us regardless of our desire? Well, in light of the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he is Bishwambar, Nimai, as a baby, one of his pastimes is that he is stolen. Whereas telling Krishna is a thief, but one of his pastimes, some thieves steal him. And they want to get his jewels or things, they want to take him away. But he, we can say, is so charming and bewildering that they think they're going far, far away, and actually they're just circling and coming back to the house of Jagannath Misra and Sachi Mata. So they want, we can say, they're approaching the Lord for some mundane purpose. But he is so kind and charming that even that mundane purpose becomes converted to something else. Like when Mukunda wants to bring out Pundarik Vidyanidhi, he's quoting the Bhagavatam sloka with regard to Putana, Aho Bakiyam Stanakalakutam Jagamsaya Payayad Apyasadvi Lebhe Gatim Dat Ruchitam Tatonyam Kamba Dayalum Sharanam Brajima. And originally Uddhava and Vidura. Or is it? Yeah, I think so. Saying, who is a more merciful Lord than Krishna? At Putana Rakshasi. Hare Krishna. And then there's King Nriga also. That story we will tell. He was found at the bottom of a well as a lizard because he was cursed, but Krishna liberated him. But on this, about Putana, she approached Krishna with murderous intentions and, you know, Datri means mother, means like motherly position, because the charges will analyze whether actually mother or motherly and good, any way you parse it. So Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur, he mentions in his commentary that if this is the result you get from approaching Krishna with murderous intentions, the first point he makes, he says, then what about if you're just neutral? Then neutral, you'll get a better result. He doesn't go for more first, starting with, then neutral will deliver a better result than that. Then what's above neutral? Dasya, servitorship. Then that must yield a superior result. Friendship, superior. Vatsalya, superior. Madhura. Guru Maharaj says, there's gradation everywhere and everything. So that actually, I think that was Soumya Sham, a school teacher before. He's Guru Maharaj like to talk to him, have conversations. He's one of the few Gurudev would allow to go and sit with Guru Maharaj on the veranda because he would always draw Guru Maharaj into some Harikatha. And he mentioned to Guru Maharaj about, you know, one gentleman said that our solace is that Krishna is a thief. Right? And this made Guru Maharaj very happy. He was delighted to hear this. And he said, yes, the thief, he said, we have created bulwarks on all sides, kind of an old word. Like the Russian word we could say is Kremlin, right? It means a fort, a fortress, to keep Krishna out, unfortunately. We've created all these barriers to keep Krishna out. And he said, but fortunately for us, Krishna is a thief. And he said, a thief needs no invitation. Right? He enters stealthily for his own purpose. Right? And we know Krishna is also not bhavagrahi janardan. He's a bhav consumer, a heart consumer. That is his interest. Patram pushpam palam toyam yome bhakta prayachati tadaham bhaktu pavritam ashnami prayatatmana. Then offer something with love and affection, Krishna will receive it with love and affection. Not just officially. The sort of bhav, loving sentiment it's offering, he's personally charmed by that. But we're, because of our ego, causeless unwillingness and other things, we've created all these barriers to try and keep Krishna out. We mentioned the other night about Aghasura, and I forgot to say one thing I find personally, you know, delightfully amusing is, you know, after all the cowherd boys enter Aghasura, he's waiting, then Krishna enters. Then he closes his mouth, and inside Krishna expands, pushing his soul and the life airs up out of the Brahma Randran and emerges into Krishna. But on this point of Krishna entering Aghasura, and perhaps Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur or one acharya, their commentary, they say, somehow or other, we have to allow Krishna conception to enter. So this is a real unusual example. Krishna is personally entering into him. And he said, so the conclusion is somehow or other for Krishna to enter. So that our hope lies in the fact, and Guru Maharaj is saying here, in knowing that Krishna is a thief and that he can enter for his own purpose. But where the lolium comes involved means this earnest hankering, hunger, that is the response, the desired response to exposure to Krishna conception. Why are there so many avatars? Actually, there are avatars at every moment. As we think, oh, so long, so many years have passed. We're saying, anarpita, charim, chirat, kurna, avatirna, kaloa. But if we factor in that pastimes of Krishna, pastimes of Mahaprabhu, they're going from universe to universe to universe to universe. Actually, always going on. And so many avatars, so many incarnations, means so many opportunities are being presented, so much exposure to Krishna conception and so many different varieties to capture the attention of fallen souls, conditioned souls. But this lolium is mentioned in regard, we could say, to raga bhakti, more specifically. Krishna bhakti rasa, bhavita mati kriyatam yudi, kutopi nalabhyate, tatra lolium mulam ekalam, janmakoti sukritaya nalabhyate. Interestingly, janmakoti sukritaya means 10 million births of accumulative sukriti won't deliver this to you. There are many different things one can do or culture. I think that won't give you that. The tatra lolium mulam ekalam janmakoti, but lolium is the purchase price. So inadvertently, indirectly, it's pointing us in the direction of the Vaishnava, of Krishna's agent, of Krishna's devotee. Because where are you going to get this? Right? It's like we're telling the other day, contagious, an infectious disease. You have to go to someone, contact with someone who's infected. But we mean this all in a good way. Bhaktya sanjateya bhaktya. Bhakti alone can give birth to bhakti. One who associating and serving, and by association, service is implied, not mere proximity, right? But service, sevan mukhe, sevan mukata. Then we're told by serving that Vaishnava, Das Kori Beton Mori Deho Premadan, what is the Beton, the remuneration in this sense? Although pure service seeks nothing in exchange, but it's observed, the remuneration is the sort of love, devotion, in this case, hunger, earnestness, sincerity, hankering in the heart of that Vaishnava, that substantial agent, is transferred to the heart of the aspiring servitor. So Narottam Thakur, Zasraya Loya Bhajje, Tare Krishna Nahi Taje, Akarane Gelo, saying, don't try to approach Krishna directly. That is uncertain. You say, it's your good fortune. If Krishna enters your heart stealthily, what a wonderful thing. Right? But don't try to approach Krishna directly. But take shelter at the lotus feet of his devotee. Serve that devotee. And Krishna will have to extend himself to that servitor. Krishna, it's certified by Krishna himself. It says, those who say they are my devotees directly, they're not my real devotees. But my real devotees are those who are devoted to my devotees. It's interesting. Famous sloka in the Bhagavatam, Dharmam Dushakshat Bhagavat Pratitam. Quoting the Mahabharata, actually. That's in the Bhagavatam, Dharmam Dushakshat Bhagavat, the one that ends, dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhayam, mahajano yena kata sapanta. Krishna substantially, you can say hidden or present, within the hearts of his devotees. Mahajano yena katasa panta. And we should follow their path. But that's still a general statement. Then we want to say, well, who are the... What's the highest conception of a Mahatma? Or great personality? Or who are the greatest devotees? Bhagavad Gita again, Mahatma. Mahatmanas tumam partha. Devim prakritim asrita. Bhajan tvananya manaso. Yatva bhutadim avyayam. Says the Mahatmanam tumam. Devim prakritim asrita. Those who are fully sheltered under Devi Prakritim. Bhajan Twananya Manaso means 24 hours engagement. Bhajan Twananya. Never ending. We, in a general sense, think of all of the superior realized souls in that sort of non-ending, ceaseless, never-ending flow. But Guru Maharaj makes this point. He's saying, really, 24 hours engagement is only available in Madhura Rasa. Why? Because, and he means in this way, of this direct service, that Mother Yashoda, she is concerned about Krishna's health. It's like, again, because of Mahaprabhu's appearance, Jagannath Mishra, he and Sachi Mata, they, talking about Jnana Shunya Bhaktas and pure hearted, they, after the birth of Nimai, they notice in their house, like, the footprints, the auspicious symbols from the footprints of the Lord. And they're so pure-hearted, simple-hearted, they think that their Shalagram Shila is performing pastimes in the house. They're saying, we're so fortunate. Our deity is showing some pastimes. You know, that's what they're saying. They're discussing with one another. And Sachi Mata, she's sharing, saying, sometimes I'm lying down with Nimai and I see these effulgent personalities, ladies and gentlemen, in the sky, and they're offering prayers to someone. Right? To someone. But then when she's holding baby Nimai, and he has different pastimes. One is the first time when he sort of like lays on his back, puts his feet in the air. She sees those symbols that were on the floor. They're on the lotus feet of Nimai. And Jagannath Mishra, he has some dream where some great personalities come and say, your son is Narayan himself, he's the Supreme Lord, and you know, you're instructing him and treating him like an ordinary child, but he's not. And Jagannath Mishra is saying, I don't care who he is, but he's my son, and if I don't train him, who will? So he's saying, whatever you say, that doesn't affect me. Right? So then he wakes up, shares this dream with the others. But why did I say that? Because before... the gopis, Mahatmas, oh, Yashoda. So like, Jagannath, his vatsalya concerns. So Yashoda, she wants Krishna to get a good night's rest. Saying, you know, cow herding is, it's a very intense activity. After the death of Kamsa, his mother, they gave her shelter in Dwaraka. And when she is concerned that they're trying to take Krishna back to Vrindavan because of like feeling too much separation, and there's some movement to take Krishna back to Vrindavan. Her part, we can say, assigned by Yogamaya in this play, she starts saying like, those people in Vrindavan, they, you know, made him herd cows, which is very intense, you know, physical labor. They didn't even give him a pair of shoes, because they don't wear shoes in Vrindavan. So because they're barefoot, she's saying, he didn't even get a pair of shoes for all the work he did. And he said, and if they insist upon taking him there, then what is the market rate for cow herding? Like, how much is it per hour, per day? You know, they want to get him back there for the cow herd program. All right, we'll pay you something. All right, what's the going rate for cow herd? We'll pay you that. So, Mother Yashoda, after, we know when Krishna comes back at the end of the day, he's covered in Gauraja, the dust of the cow. But we're told he looks very beautiful like that. What Guru Maharaj called agreeable negligence. He's covered in cow dust, like when we're in Govardhan with Srila Gurudev. And those winds come. Sandeep knows the name. And all the dust is going around. And all the devotees are coughing. They're like, and Gurudev said, "My Prabhu, you were praying. I heard you were praying for the dust. And now the dust has come. And, and you're coughing, but I know you were praying for that. That very thing." Then he can enter those pastimes and add something. So, Mother Yashoda, at the end of the day, there's Brahma's there, Shiva's there, in their demigod positions. They show up sometimes at the end to see Krishna returning, and Mother Yashoda's think these people are going to, he's already tired. They're going to make him more tired. So you can see her way of seeing things are very different. So she wants Krishna to bathe, have a nice meal, and get a good night's sleep. Because the same thing will happen again tomorrow in the Nitya Leela. But the Brajagopis, they're ever hopeful of hearing the sound of Krishna's flute, Karshan Venu Swanai Gopi. Right? Every day we sing Sriman Rasa Rasarangbi Bangshi Bhatta Tatastita. Karshan Venu Swanai. They're irresistibly drawn in attraction by the sweet sound of Krishna's flute. Gopinatha Sri Swanai. Gopinath, he's the Lord of the Gopis. So they want Krishna not to sleep, they want to rendezvous with Krishna in the dead of night in the forest of Braja. So Guru Maharaj says, 24 hours engagement only possible in Madhura Rasa from this type of analysis. So if we take these statements and start, as Guru Maharaj says, as connotation increases, denotation decreases. We connote more what is the meaning of Mahatma, who are the greatest soul. It says, real religion is in the heart, to be found in the hearts of the Mahatmas. Dharmasya tattvam nihitam. But they've, you know, what is it? Arjapatam chihitva. They've crossed over the Arjapata. Right? Means the Aryan, the Vedic path, Arjapata. Arjapatam chahitva. There, that cannot, the word obstruct their eagerness, their lolium, their earnest hankering. Nothing can obstruct that flow. That's what it means. It sometimes devotees hear these things and they think it means that that they don't follow principles. Like there are certain principles told to follow, particularly the aspiring section, to advance, progressively advance in the life. And they think, oh, but we hear the higher devotees don't follow that. That's not what it's saying. It's saying nothing, no principle, rule, regulation shall obstruct this natural flow of raga bhakti that's in their hearts. That's what it's talking about. And Guru Maharaj was his famous raga bir bhavanavadi, vaidi bhakti, dikaraj tu, something like that from Rupa Goswami. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Guru Maharaj said, until you have bhava bhakti, and in case you're wondering, Rupa Goswami also defined what are the criteria for that, which are, manshunyata, the total absence of false ego. There's maybe 10 things are listed there. You know, namaruchi, actual taste for taking the holy name. This one. 24 hours engaged, non-stop, incessant, pure Krishna conscious thoughts, even while sleeping. Right? Even in the dream stage, full Krishna consciousness. And other, it's given in Charitamritam, referencing Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And so, saying, so until that natural flow has been released, then what? Vaidhi bhakti. One will follow the rules, regulate the principles of vaidhi bhakti. And Guru Maharaj would say, we should never think that we have achieved that. Said, in fact, the higher souls, they will, what to speak of bhava bhakti, they will never think of themselves as anartha nivritti, free from undesirable influences. Look at the statements of the great devotees, as collected by Srila Guru Maharaj in Prapanna Jivanamritam. They're always pointing to their lack of qualifications and how they are in need and want. So, the greatest devotees, mahajano yena katasa panta, also means this. In this world, there's calculation and varieties of calculation. To make a point, we know Srila Saraswati Thakur, this name, Surya Siddhanta, developed astrological knowledge. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's not an astrologer. He, for his Panjika, he consults this P.N. Bakshi. This is a book they have in Bengal to this day, the calendar. But when they say calendar, they don't mean like, 12 pictures in 12 months, or that kind. Or one picture with 12 months. It's a book that's around 900 pages. All kinds of calculations are there. And it was mentioned by Guru Maharaj that Saraswati Thakur's own calculations sometimes would differ with those of P.N. Bakshi. And we assume Saraswati Thakur's are perfect. And this further underscores the point. But because it differed from the calendar that Bhaktivinoda Thakur is following, he deferred to show that faith is higher than calculation. Right? That's the point. The type of devotion, the plane that we seek, It's higher than calculation. And he would rather sacrifice mundane calculation, the calculation of this world, to revere that plane, even if apparently there was some contradiction. So, Biswanath Chakrabarti Thakur, in a nutshell sloka, he's summarized pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with reference to the Brajagopis. He says, and then we can understand who the highest Mahatmas are and what is their path. Brajabadu Bhargena Jagkalpite Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanamamalam Prema Pumarto Maham Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam Tatrapi Napara. What's the first line? Brajabadu Bhar. Aradhya Bhagavan Brajeshatanaya Taddama Brindavanam. He's saying, Aradhya Bhagavan, he just right to the point. Aradhya Bhagavan, what's the highest type of worship? Aradhya Bhagavan, Brajesha Tanaya, Brajaisha Tanaya means Krishna. The highest, Vrindavan, Taddama, his abode is Vrindavan. Ramya Kachid, Brajabadu, Bhargena Cha Kalpitai. There's nothing superior, and these were Guru Maharaj's words, he said, than the path invented, Kalpitai, imagined, invented, envisioned by the Brajagopis. Their method is giving yourself. Sometimes they'll offer this, offer that, and under these circumstances you should offer this, and then when you hold this, chant this mantra. They're offering themselves. And one place, Guru Maharaj said, we're told, you know, Atmani Vedanam should be at like at the basis of everything, some self-giving. Like Diksha Kale Bhakta Kori Atma Samarpan, when you're offering yourself. He said, but from another point of view, actually, that's the goal. That's why it's Atma Nivedanam, from another point of view, why it comes at the end. At last, to fully, totally offer oneself. Aradhya, Aradhita. This is how Srimati Radharani is referenced in the pages of the Bhagavatam, whose method is of service is giving herself. And what is that person? Who's the supreme devotee of all devotees of Krishna, is the Krishnamoyi. She is really responsible for all of this, Krishna consciousness. What does he say? No prema gandasti dharapi mehoro, krandami so bhagya param prakashitam. I have this reputation as wholly giving myself to Krishna, but I'm ashamed to say, really, I could not give myself to him fully. I fell short of that mark. That's how she feels, the supreme devotee of Krishna, the one whom Krishna himself wants to emulate as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then how shall others be? This cannot be dismissed. This, if Srimati Radharani, she says this, and those sentiments are expressed from the heart of Mahaprabhu, echoed from the heart of Mahaprabhu, then how shall anyone else feel or express themselves? So Guru Maharaj says, negativity, this lolium, this sangriya, can be measured in terms of feeling of want or need. It means the absence of something. And separation itself is implied. I'm in want of what the heart is searching for. I am without that. That creates some need, some want, some hunger, some hankering. Then connection can be appreciated. Like they have that saying that hunger is the best spice. I know, sometimes, so hungry, a bland cracker tastes incredible. And you're like, wow, this is amazing. Because you're hungry. Every morning. So it's saying that hunger and to appreciate the least thing. Right? Radha Mukunda Parasambhava Garma Bindu Nirmanchano Pakarani Kritadeho Laksham Utunga Sofrida Vishesha Vishat Pagalbam Devim Gunai Sulalitam Lalitam Namami. Srila Rupa Goswami praising Lalita Sakhi as possessing the highest magnitude of eagerness for the least seva, service. That shows hunger, earnestness, hankering, eagerness. And those in her line, the Rupanuga line. That's why we're not interested to get the mantra, this, from anywhere and everywhere. But from someone who's that the seed of that hankering is there. Like Guru Maharaj wrote in Gurudev's Pranam, Krishna Prema Bija Pradhan, the seed of Krishna Prema. So, one of Mahaprabhu's pastimes also, that when he's a little child, that this Brahmin stops by the house and as part of the culture, Jagannath Misra, they arrange to give him some bhog to offer. He wants to make an offering to Krishna, and he's very sincere, and how earnest he's unaware of how pure he is, actually. And Nimai Pandit comes and eats his offerings. And it's so his purity, he's thinking, oh, the child spoiled everything, cleans everything, now to offer again, very earnestly. He's praying that the Lord will accept his offering. Nimai comes and eats his offering. He's saying, ah! Until finally Nimai reveals who he is. And says, Anand Krishna Leela, you also came to the house of Nanda Yashoda. Same pastime we're having here, little different. But think of this, the reason I'm mentioning this more than one point is that look how pure he is. The Lord's coming and personally eating his offerings, and he's thinking that everything's been ruined. That's pure to the extreme. Only when Krishna says, now you can see who I am. Those simple-hearted girls, now they're like, they have all their offerings, they're on the banks of the Ganga, and then Nimai Pandit, he's not Pandit yet, maybe he's just Nimai, comes and he's taking their offerings. And they're saying, you know, you shouldn't do this, we're trying to worship the Lord. And he's saying, no, like, what a Lord, the people you pray to, they worship me. Oh, you're so arrogant. He said, no, I'm telling you the truth. Brahma, they all worship me. Do you understand that? They're going, Nehemiah, you shouldn't talk like that. You know, saying, no, if you give these offerings to me, I guarantee you. You know, and he starts telling what they're going to have. They'll have, you know, intelligent husbands who are very handsome, and you'll have, you know, each seven children who are very intelligent, and this and that, and lots of rice in your house. And and then some girls, they're like taking their offerings and going away. Like, and he's saying, you know, and for you, you will have four co-wives, and you're going to be married. You know, he starts telling them inauspicious things, and then they're thinking like, okay, you know. Then they give their offerings too. They're thinking, like Gurudev said about that lady offering her dandavats, different stones in Calcutta, and people say, Didi, what are you doing? And she said, one of them might be Shiva. So she's like, got everything covered, you know. So they're saying, well, maybe what Nimai says is true. And certainly we don't want that inauspicious thing to happen. That's being a happy victim of his stealth, right? But Rupa Goswami says, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, those gopis, sometimes they're feigning sleep. They're pretending to sleep, and they know Krishna's entering their house to steal butter and yogurt, and they can hear him blowing out the lamps. They can hear him eating. It's making them very happy, actually. And he says that when Nard Muni is observing this and he sees this one gopi pretending to be asleep, but she can't stop smiling and Krishna's stealing everything, Nard Muni becomes so ecstatic. He said, he smiles and his smile turns the clouds silver. Now that's a smile. When Krishna and Balaram are in the Vrindavan forest and they're cowering pastime, they're hungry, and Krishna sends some cowherd boys to meet their yajnik Brahmins doing a yajna nearby, and the boys show up in the name of Krishna and Balaram asking for a little like prasad, something, and they're saying, oh, it's time is not right. There's some more mantras to be chanted, more offerings to be made. And after some time, then something will be available, but not now. Right? And those boys go back to Krishna empty-handed. But Krishna is only smiling and saying, then go approach their wives. No, the Vipra Patnis, the Brahmin's wives. And when they get this opportunity, they're taking everything they have and they've cooked, and they're running to give those things to Krishna Balaram. And it's mentioned, they didn't go to the Gurukula, they don't know all the mantras their husband know, and all of these things. But their hearts are in the right place. Their hearts are just magnetically drawn to give themselves to Krishna. And they enter this clearing, and we're told there's Krishna with his leaning on maybe Balaram or Kalhari like that, and he's smiling and twirling a lotus flower. It says, Shyamam Hiranyaparidimbanabhaya barha. Dhatu Prabala Naravesamana Avatangsin Vinyastam Hastamitrena Dunanam Abjam Karnot Palalaka Kapola Mukhabjahasam. So he's smiling, he's twirling his big lotus flower, and those they're there with their offering and saying, and as the lotus flower is rotating, their hearts are turning. They're like becoming light, like light. And their hearts are imbued with Madhura Rasa sentiments. So they have that. And it's not, they, how did they get this? There were flower sellers and fruit sellers in Vrindavan who would come by where they live and singing the pastimes of Krishna. That he just, you know, Kaliya, Daman, and this pastime, and they're like girls growing up in Vrindavan hearing these things. Like we saw there in Kartik, the girls, the local village girls, going to Kaliarad and singing these songs every day in the afternoon. So I was discussing this with Sandeep. One of the beautiful things to observe is they think Krishna is theirs. You know, they don't think like they're a particular way and then there's this Krishna that they're hearing about. They think of him as their own. You know, their Krishna did this and that. It says, Swajanam, Malanam, Ashanirninam, Naravara, Srinam, Smuru, Murtiman, Gopanam, Swajanam. The cowherd men, so they're, when they see Krishna, they think, you know, he's with us. That's our boy. It's like in this world, people, they're proud when someone from their hometown or their village becomes famous or does something extraordinary. They have some, like, pride. So they have that type of pride for Krishna and all of his accomplishments and his fame. So they're singing those songs and hearing about Krishna from such a, you know, from the beginning of their lives. So those Viprapatnis, they're hearing all the, growing up, hearing all these things about Krishna. It's awakening what is the capacity of the heart. Krishna prema nitya siddha sadhya kabunoi shravanadi shuddha chite koroye udoy. Shravanadi, shravan, kirtan, etc. can udoy means awaken these sentiments in the heart. There's another question?
When you start to analyze, there is no realization. So what does it mean to be on the plane of consciousness?
Who's asking this question?
Anonymous. It's not mentioned.
Oh, anonymous.
Yes.
Can you say that again? When you start to analyze...
When you start to analyze, there is no realization in it.
There is no realization.
Yes.
You mean like analysis leads to paralysis kind of thing?
If you are thinking about something, it's some mental knowledge, not something real, I think, something like that.
Okay, and then what?
And so what does it mean to be on the plane of consciousness?
the plane of consciousness, mm-hmm. like Krishna consciousness or some other kind of consciousness?
I think Krishna consciousness.
Yeah. Because just consciousness alone is not enough. You know? Sat, chit, anandam. Sat meaning to exist. Then what is the old cogito ergo sum? I think, therefore I am, to be aware of one's existence, conscious of your existence. But accompanying consciousness of one's existence, a third aspect presents itself to us. The necessity for anandam, happiness. Consciousness allows us to feel happiness. And in Krishna consciousness, even the feeling of sad, unhappy things can produce anandam. Guru Maharaj like to quote the poet, perhaps Shelley, where he says, "Our sweetest songs are those that tell the saddest thoughts." And we know, like Ramayana, heartbreaking love story. And there's some particularly heartbreaking love stories. Something compelling about the heartbreaking love story, that people want to hear that. They're shedding tears, they're crying, it's heartbreaking, but they can't stop hearing that. Heartbreaking love songs. Bahi Bishajalahoi Bitore Anandamoy Krishna Premer Adbhuta Charit. It's a mysterious and wonderful thing what's presented in the pastimes of Mahaprabhu. Remember, 24 years, he's in manifest pastimes in the world for 48 years. 24 years in Navadvip, like we're telling these childhood pastimes, then he comes Nimai Pandit, the scholar, teacher, and as he approaches 24, begins behind closed door, the Nam Sankirtan, when Nityananda Prabhu comes, and Srivas Thakur, Dvaita Acharya, Haridas Thakur, Gadadhar Pandit, Chandrasekhar Acharya, Mukunda, and others. But then at 24, he takes sannyas. First 6 years, Puri is a base, but traveling around South India, always showing the superiority of Krishna conception to all other conceptions. Then those last 18 years in Puri, I'm going to say, another 6 with the devotees, Ratyatra coming every year and more accessible. But then the last 12 years, mostly behind closed doors with Ramananda and Sarup Damodar, Radha Bhava Dhuti Subalita, Nomi Krishna Sarupam. What is he? He's plunging the depths of Radha Bhava. And particularly Srimati Radharani, what she feels in separation from Krishna. And that should give us a clue, a hint, that Krishna, who is Rasaraj, he's that Anandam that everyone is searching for, personified to the extreme. We're told Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesha Shobham, 10 million times Cupid, personified, condensed as one, only a hint of his position. Ecstasy personified. Why is it that who is ecstasy personified wants to spend the last 12 years of his manifest pastimes, plunging the depths of Radha Bhav, and particularly what Srimati Radharani feels in separation from Krishna. Because the heart in separation yields a superior substance. As Gurudev liked to quote this verse of Rupa Goswami, Pidabir Nabakala Katuta, Nabakala Kuta Katuta, Garvasya Nirvasino, Nishandena, Siddham Madhurima Ahankara Sankochane, Prema Sundari Nanda Nandana Paro Jagarti. Forget the rest. He's saying, Rupa Goswami says, it's like, what is this type of prem compared to? Suffering the effects of cobra venom while being showered in an endless shower of nectar. And it's very peculiar. So Gurudev said, everyone can understand the joys of union. He said, even the animals, even those lizards. He said, but who can understand the type of ecstatic joy you can experience in separation? That's only fully, the depths are plumbed in Mahaprabhu's pastimes. And what are the two focal points? One, every year. What is that? Why is that pastime so important? Rath Yatra. Because separation reached the zenith point. Right? That, so Gurudev said, what is the formula? Service, according to the intensity of its necessity, draws remuneration. At Kurukshetra, separation has reached the zenith point. There's the greatest necessity for assistance from the servitors. So, and Radharani is feeling the height of separation from Krishna. Right? So what comes from her heart is of the most superior quality. That's one focal point for Mahaprabhu, and every year they're having that, and even though it's public in a certain extent, what he's expressing is confidential and esoteric, and only Rupa Goswami reveals that. And what is the other point? In the last 12 years, we're told Uddhava Darshan means when Uddhava comes, brings Krishna a message to assuage the separation, the anguish in the hearts of Radharani and Brajagopis. And Radharani goes into the extremes of divine madness with the Brahmar Gita, the song, what she sings to the bumblebee. Again, where separation has reached the zenith point. These Mahaprabhu cannot keep himself from going in this direction. And that knowing that in the background, this is, Anandam personified Krishna, he wants to experience and taste incessantly, particularly for the last 12 years of his manifest pastimes. So, Kaviraj Goswami will say in different places, particularly at the beginning of chapters in Chaitanya Charitamritam, by the grace of Mahaprabhu, a dog can cross over the ocean of nations. A child can speak all sorts of Siddhanta. We don't have to analyze these things. The great devotees, they have done this. They share this with us. They make this comparative analysis for our benefit so that we can appreciate that. And it's by their grace that we can understand it. Not because we have some intellectual ability, some mental this, that, or the other thing. No such thing. It's all grace, actually. What we seek is only achieved by the grace of the Lord, particularly manifest through his merciful devotees. And we seek the service of their lotus feet. That's how we express our appreciation for what they are giving to us, by offering ourselves in service to them. So Krishna Chaitanya, Srila Prabhupada Swami Maharaj, he gave this expression actually, Krishna consciousness. He coined that phrase, Krishna consciousness. And Guru Maharaj liked it. He said, because it's like a rendering of Krishna Chaitanya. Because sometimes we can say Chaitanya means consciousness. So Krishna Chaitanya, Krishna consciousness, that Guru Maharaj liked. I don't understand this question, but I still like the answer. Because it ends with Krishna consciousness. Begins with Krishna consciousness, then Krishna consciousness along the way, and end with Krishna consciousness. Can't go wrong. Saraswati Thakur, they say, he look at articles for the harmonist, and sometimes say like, how many times did he mention Krishna or Mahaprabhu? And they say, oh, a lot. And he goes, then it's a good article. Whatever's being said there has a lot of Krishna in it. It's good. From the right sources. And Mahaprabhu, what is that prayer he liked to chant? Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 hey. What is it? Then Krishna, 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 Raksha Pahimam, Krishna, 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 Rakshamam, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshamam, or Pahimam, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahimam. And Mahaprabhu is like, apparently can't get enough of Krishna. And Hare Krishna is Radha and Krishna. We should not forget that. Nam Sankirtan. Hare Krishna. And this he liked. Hari Harai Namo Krishna Yadavaya Namaha.